Today's daf in Masechet Gittin, brought to you mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Ayin He, and we are holding on the beginning of the wider lines at the bottom of Ayin Dalad Omud Beit. We're talking about over here the case where someone made a tznai that the get would be chal only when he's paid off, Matayim Zuz. Now, there's an interesting question over here about whether you can force the guy to accept the money. Suppose he's not around, you know, and she wants this get. And he just goes and disappears, you know. So what is she supposed to do in the case where he said 30 days? He got 30 days to be mekayem. So he disappears and leaves town for 30 days. So we have an interesting similar case by the dinim of Batei Arei Choma. Batei Arei Choma, a person who sells a home in a city that was surrounded by a wall from the time of Yeshua. So the halach over there is that he has 1 year to buy that house back. I mean, if he doesn't buy the house back, with 12 months, actually I should say more than 1 year, and if he doesn't buy it back, then he's finished. He can never be forced to get to sell it back to him again, and it's mukhlat in the hands of the buyer. So the Mishnah says in Erechin, that's not hatam. Berishonaya nitman yom shenem asar chodesh. What happened is that oftentimes the buyer would hide the entire last day of the year. You know how it goes. People always wait to the last minute, trade the money together, you know. This is his last opportunity. He figures, today's the day I'm going to lose my house. I think I'll just leave town, you know. And that way, k'deshe chalutlo. That way, the bayit would be nechalat to the buyer. See, tkini Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken made a special ATM. Where you would be choleshet mo'otav, you would insert your money or your credit card into the lishka, and then you just go, you get a locksmith, you break into the house, and you move back in. And when the guy comes, he can come to the bank and get his money. This way he can't run away. The Yomar Rava, you see, mitakanato shel Hillel nishma, would appear that the implications for our Mishnah would be that in a case where somebody would say, Rizik Yitech HaManach Yitindin L'Matayim Zuz, and she gives it to him Mida'ato, and he accepts it. So only because of Mida'ato is she Migureshet. But if he refuses to accept it, or she throws it at him, whatever, so Al Korcho, Eina Migureshet. Because since Hillel needed to make a specific takana, that the Beit Din accepts it, so to speak, forcibly, by allowing the guy to pay at an ATM, so that it should be in that case considered to be a netina, despite the fact that the guy didn't want the money. Apparently, in other cases, netina ba'al korche would not be considered to be a netina if it weren't for Hillel's specific takona. And of course, there was no specific takona in the case of a get, so the guy doesn't want to accept it. Then there's nothing to do. Matkifor of Papa, Vitem Roshim Barashi, I don't understand. That's not the case. I mean, the case of the mission was the guy disappeared. Maybe Enochinami, if you would have thrown the money at him and he would have been around, maybe that would have been enough. I mean, Lamaisa, what is Rava thinking? I mean, it's clear the guy said he ran out of town. I mean, if it were enough to simply say, I don't want the money, what's he got to run out of town for? Say, I don't want the money. And then Hillel could be mitaken. If he doesn't want the money, so you can come to the bank and put the money. You have to say, Dafka, the guy ran out of town. I mean, there must be a point in saying that the guy ran out of town, and that's what everybody did. So, I mean, Enochinami says, Tosis, apparently, I mean, what the Gemara was holding over here, is that there was just the problem of the azut, you know, like the guy, and nobody has the guts to say, no, absolutely not, I'm going to keep your house, you know, and come hell or high water. Because of that, he would leave town, but the leaving town is Lav Dafka, apparently, right? That's what we're assuming. Whereas Rav Papa is saying, look, I mean, you don't know that that's the case. You can't prove it from here. It may well be that the opposite is true. So if Dimak Yitzchak Tikune is Dafka, if the guy wasn't there, but maybe if he was there, then Beimi Dato Beim Bal Korcho Havin Itin. As a matter of fact, there is even a version that says this backwards. There's even a version that says, Yikani Amri Omar Rava, since we have this Takana Shel Hillel, you see from here that Areze Gitecha Menache Tidim Atayim Zuz, Venat Nalo, Bein Midato, Bein Baal Korcho, Avinatina. If the only reason that Hillel needed to make a takana was because the guy was out of town, so then Yitzchak Hillel Takune was only Shalom Befanav because he left town. But if he had been in town, apparently, I mean, that the whole introduction is the background to the takana of Hillel. Since people used to leave town, and there was no option to throwing it at the guy, so because of that, we had to make an option, you know, so we created an ATM. But apparently,
into the guy's house. Not just the ATM.
Well, first. Yeah. Okay. But that's part of the takana. Yeah. Obviously, the breaking in is irrelevant to this discussion. Okay. I mean, if I pay him, it's my house, not his house. If somebody wants to be in my house, lock me out of my house, I break in. So the yitzchak lehillel the takune shalom b'fanav al b'fanav bein bidato bein bar kocha having the tina. And in this version, Rav Papa was the one who suggested that maybe not necessarily, because maybe, said Rav Papa, or some say Rishon Rashi, the truth would have been that there wouldn't have been any difference if it was in town or out of town, you know? The point is that people, Lamaisa, left town because it's such an embarrassing situation, that's all. But it's possible, Dilma Afil B'fanav Nami would have been Dafka Midato in Al-Korkolo, and Hillel was Mitakein according to the needs. I mean, that was the fact. Fact was, the guy wasn't around. Hillel could have simply said, throw the money at him, you know, whatever. But he needed to be mitaken the full tikkun because he needed to create the ATM because the guy wasn't around. But that does mean it's the only way that it would have worked. So, all right, fascinating. I mean, there's some obvious questions about this, but I mean, the answers are also pretty obvious. In the case of the get, we're talking over there that the guy is essentially asking for a gift. How do we think that you're going to force a guy to accept a gift? I mean, it's beferish and sugyas. You can't force someone to accept a gift, you know. So it's the old white elephant story, you know. Exactly. That's what those answers. By putting yourself in that position, I mean, you can't say that it's just... You've created a situation which is the equivalent of my house, and now it's... You know, it's open to that issue. See, exactly what Tosfos says.
Well, what did the yeshivas that send you gifts in the mail?
Why did you say this in English?
Because I'm going to give the yeshivas that send people gifts in the mail. I'm going to ask that I would give you such a big gift. Well, you better give us a donation in return. You know, so it's almost like a gift of alcohol.
Yeah. People write Sfarim do that too. I get those Sfarim all the time, you know. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure you'll enjoy my new safer, because I wanted you to see it. I keep bringing them over here. They end up dumping them. All right, anyway. Omer Rabba Bar Bachon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. You should know in terms of the psak. So, kol makom shishana rabban shimon ben gamliel v'shnatina alakha kamot. You should know, this klal we see many times. We always paskin, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, in the Mishnah. And there's only three cases, an hour case, is one of those three cases. So Chutz mi Arev, where Reb Shimon Gamliel claimed that in a case where a lender specifically says that I have the right to collect from either the guarantor or the borrower as I wish, meaning up first, I don't have to go to the borrower. So he says, well, that doesn't work. You know, you're going to have to first, if the guy has property, then you have to take the property from the lender. We don't pass it like that. So Chutz mi Arev, Chutz from this Maisen Sidon, and Chutz from his psak about Raya Achrona, which was the second din of the court order to bring Rayot. There were two machlokas over there. One is where a court gives you 30 days to present all your evidence, and you don't present in 30 days. So over there, the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says the court cannot impose a 30-day limit because sometimes you will not find the edim or documents until after 30 days. And there we do pass on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. But in a case where the court says, if you have any additional proof, witnesses or anything else, bring them forward or notify us. And the guy says, I have no further proof. In that case, Tainus Reb Shimon Gamliel, it's the same din. Even though he admitted that he had no further proof, how do you know he didn't find something later that he didn't even realize he had? There we don't pass on Reb Shimon Gamliel. Once a person doesn't put in a notice that he's planning on bringing new proofs, then the case is closed and they can paskin. So those are the three cases where we do not paskin like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And therefore, in our case, with the itztalit, the maaseh b'tzidon, the guy wants his fur coat, he does not want the money. Tana Rabbana, harei ze giteich v'niyar shali. How about if a guy says, here's your get, but I'd be damned if I'm going to give you that paper. That paper's my paper. But then ain't a megoresha, because the din is v'natanla, he has to give, oh, thank you so much. He has to give her something. I mean, he's not giving her anything. Like he's giving her letters floating in the sky. I mean, that's not a get. So there was no nitina. But if he says, on condition that you give me back the paper. Okay, now that is something else. And over there, she is Megureshet. So now, at the Gemara at this point assumes that we're not going like Rebbe, who says, Kol Omer Amanat, Kol Omer Me'achshav Dam. And that actually, we're paskening over here, we're assuming that the Gerushin is only Chal after the Tanai, like Rebbe Yehuda. But if that's the case, then of course, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Because if you're telling me that the Ger is only Chal after I give you the paper back, so then you never gave me anything. So there's no difference between the first case and the second case. And Rav Chisda says, well, this is going out Leib Rav Shem Ben Gamliel in the case of Itztalit. What does this have to do with what? Because, look, didn't Rav Shem Ben Gamliel say you could pay for the fur coat? Which means that the Tanai is not binding as stated. So same thing is true over here. He says, you give me back the paper. You don't really have to give it back the paper. You can give it 5 cents, right? So then if that's the case, you can't even give anything. So he says, well, what are you talking about? The first scene inside. What? The whole point of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is the guy wants his coat, but that doesn't mean if the coat doesn't exist, he won't take money. But obviously the coat exists. She's wearing the coat. She says, well, I'll pay you for it. No, I don't want you to pay me for it. I want the coat back. So over here, the niyar is there. Who said Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is going to say, give him 5 cents? I don't want 5 cents. I want the niyar. So over there, it's only if it doesn't, it's not there in front of us. That's no answer. Hello, Rabbi, I'll tell you. The issue over here is something else. The issue is that once you made that tonight, and now we're finally getting to the crux. Uh-oh, this is no good. This had soap in it, I think. Did you wash this out?
No, just in water, with water.
Because I sprayed it with soap last night. It looks awfully soapy.
What, the glasses?
Yeah, I sprayed the glasses to sit with soap. I don't think it's a good idea. No. Just to take a paper cup. Plastic cup. Thank you, I'm so sorry. So here we finally get to the issue. All along we've been pretending that as long as you indicate that there is a condition, that condition doesn't matter what the legalities of the small print of the condition are, but that is not true. Because the question of whether conditions can be built into transactions. Remember, transaction in terms of the halacha of the Torah is not simply a question of agreement. There are particular modalities that change states, correct? In civil law, they don't have a concept of state. Now, they certainly don't see ba'alut as being a state of being. So, or gittin as a state. It's a question of a determination, right? Or kedushin as a state. The idea over here is that in order to create the, whatever it is, the kinyan, in order to create the kedushin, in order to create the get, the insertion of a condition requires a basis that such a thing is possible. All we see in the Torah, you would think, is that either a state does exist or doesn't exist. If I give you money for kedushin, either that kedushin is chal or it's not chal. The question of whether you indicate that you would like to insert a clause of conditionality, who's to say that conditionality is a legal concept in terms of these states? There's only one makor that we have, or at least that's what we think. In the end, we're going to see we have lots of makor. But there's only one famous makor that we have, and that is one of the most fundamental conditions ever made, which appears again and again. And that is the Tanai B'nai Gad of Nei Ruvain. B'nai Gad of Nei Ruvain wanted to get the Nakhla of Eretz Yisrael on the other side of the Jordan, towards the east. And Moshe Rabbeinu makes a condition with them. And he's very careful about the wording of that condition. And one of the things, when we go through all of the things here gradually, because of course the Gemara will take each point of the conditions of B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven and use them as a separate teretz, which is the way that the Gemara gets to the bottom of the sugya. So what Abaye is focusing on is that Moshe Rabbeinu repeats himself. He says, if you will go in and then, but if you won't, then. Which means that a condition must be addressing both sides. What happens if yes, and what happens if not? But if it's not formed in that way, the condition isn't there. And therefore, the state is achieved irregardless of the condition. In this case, says Abaye, the reason that the case which says on condition that you give me the paper back, the reason that that is a good get is because it's not a binding condition. And in fact, he gave it a get. Because how many Rebbe Meir? Rebbe Meir says that we learn out from Bnei Gad uvnei Reuven that we need to have a tnai kaful. And in this case, all he said was almanat. Rebbe Meir's famous halacha is called tnai shenu kitnai ve'egad v'nei ruvein eno tnai. So he would have had to say, and if you don't give it back to me, then it will not be a get. But he didn't say that. He said, this is a get. What do I care what you're talking about afterwards? Those words are irrelevant to the dinim of the Torah. Matke florava. What are you telling me over here? That the only issue is that time of the lokafla, the tanai, you're telling me that all that's missing over here is the fact that it wasn't doubled. If he had added the word, but if you don't give me back, then it won't be a get, so then the get would have been batal, because by the time that we were mekayim the tanai, the paper's not there, and therefore it's the same as the reisha. But that's not true. Because mirte. Where do we learn out the dinim of snoyim according to Rabbi Meir? Let me just remind you. Kol tanai miyech gamrilu. Right? Now, in that case, one of the essential things was also the fact that the tanai came before the statement of the result. Meaning, if Moshe Rabbeinu had said, okay, you will be Yoresh on this side of the Yarden if you go in. Forget about the if you already said, you will be Yoresh on this side of the Yarden. You can say, if you go in, you could say, if you go in, then you will. That's the way you put it. Well, over here you said, this is your get if. I'm sorry. There's no ifs. This is your get. Forgive the ifs, ands, or buts are irrelevant once you say this is your get. So therefore, there's another problem over here. What are you talking about, the Tzaykafu? We always would need Tzaykot and Lamaisa.
Does he hand it over when he says this is your get? Is he actually doing Masir while he's...
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant to the creation of the contract or the whatever, okay. Whatever you're talking about. Sale, nakala, or in this case, the get.
It's
irrelevant. It doesn't exist. There is no tonight there because it's an improperly formed tonight and therefore has no impact. Okay, so therefore I say that's the problem over here. Hello, Marava. Look, I mean, all through the Masechta, we've been talking about, you know, this almanat without needing to specify, but of course, if it were a mayor, it would have to be a time. I mean, that part maybe we're not addressing, you know, we're taking for granted. But I mean, the way that you're forming it is the Maitse Kodem Atzmai. I mean, that you can't ignore. So therefore, I say that's the problem. It's from the Maitse Kodem Atzmai. What? Says Ravada Barava. You're trying to tell me that that's the only problem? Because I said this is the way that we're going to uncover all of the levels of the Tanai V'nei Gad V'nei Reuven. Are you telling me that the only problem over here is because he said Areze Gitek first, but if it would have been that way, it would have been fine? You know, Im Tachziri Li Ataniyar, Areze Gitek V'imlo, and so on. I got another problem. What's the other problem? Mirte. Kol Tanai Neche Gamrina. Last I heard, what's the mucker for all of these Tanai? Tanai V'nei Gad V'nei Reuven, right? Okay. Look, the two things cannot be interrelated in such a way that they're contradictory. I mean, over there you're saying, if you are the Marines, then you get this piece of land. Two things have nothing to do with each other. You can't say over here, if the niyar is back in my hands, then it's a get. But if it's, I mean, those two things are about the same issue. Is this niyar being given to you as a get, or is it being kept by me? So then, how can you make a condition like that? That doesn't fit the bill. So af kol afu kehacha, the tzayu ma'isa b'davar achad. It's the get itself that's the problem. You're saying you have to give it back, you know. But saying those words, you have to give it back, is a contradiction by giving it to you. So why does that work? Elam ravada barava. Look, the problem over here is indeed that problem. The problem is that there is no tanai. Why? Because the tanai, the ma'isim, is dover echad. And therefore, the Sefer says it's a good get because there was no tanai. Ravashi amar. Ravashi says, why is everybody making the assumption that we're going like the Rabbana and the way Rabbi Yehuda was learning? It's very simple. The whole thing is going alibi to Rebbe. Remember Rebbe's din. The Omer Ravun Omer Rab. The idea over here was Omer Rebbe. The idea is that Kola Omer Almenat Komer Miyanshav Domi. That's what we said. So he said it should be Chal now. So what's the problem? If you said it should be Chal now, then it's exactly the same as giving somebody your etrog Matana Almenat Lachzir. Obviously, I mean, I'm giving it to you now to be Yotzei now on condition that ultimately you give it back to me. No? That's fine. Now, why wouldn't it be fine over here? I'm giving you the get now, I'm not, that ultimately give me back the niyar. It's not even an issue. You make such a big deal of this. Very simple. In order to avoid all of these problems, indeed, Shmuel was mitaken in a get that you should say, and this is specifically a get of a shechiv meirah, where all along we're saying, well, you know, it's assumed that the get of the Shechiv Meirah is essentially an amanat that is created to the umdana of the situation, right? But Shmuel was betaken at the time that you're being moser, the get of the Shechiv Meirah, it should be done with a tanai kaful. So that way you should say, im lo mati, lo yehe get. Now we're going to see this is another problem. If I do not die, then this should not be a get. But if I do, then there should be a get. Wait a minute. Why doesn't he say? Why is he saying if I don't die? Why does he say if I die, there should be a get? I mean, is that what we're talking about? Whether it is a get, not whether it's not a get. And im lo mati lo yeh get. That's because lo mak diminish pura nutel nafshi. What kind of guy is going to say if I die? I mean, what do you want to talk about if I die? If I don't die, I don't expect to die, you know? From this illness, we're talking about Shri Mira. Yeah.
Tito used to say, if I die.
If I die at all, yeah. But well, he never died, Tito, did he? Tito.
If I die one day,
Tito. Well, whenever my kids argue about the Yerusha, you know, this kid wants this, I'm telling you right now, this is mine. Oh, no. Unless I got bad news for you. All right. So Valen.
He's got like in-laws, children who are trying to buy points.
Valema lo yehe get im lo mati. Why don't you also? I mean, you're saying you don't want to say, you don't want to be mocked in pranute. So say, you know, this shouldn't be a get if I don't die. That's because be in a tonight kodo lemaisa. Obviously, we already said that before. You can't say that. You need to have the tanai first, you know. So even the negative is true in that way. The im lo mati doesn't count unless you say what the problem would. I mean, the lo ye get doesn't count unless you say what the maisa would be im lo mati. Matki for Rava. Wait a minute over here. This tanai does not make sense. When Shmuel's takana is backwards, what's the makor of tanai? Kol tam echer gamrina mitzvei v'nei gad v'nei ruvein. Now, there's another issue that we haven't discussed. The other issue is that the Tanai B'nei Gad V'nei Reuven always had the positive before the negative. And here, he's putting the negative before the positive. Im lo mati, that doesn't count. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Im tavru chalutzim, then it will happen. If not, it won't happen. Now you're trying to say, if I don't die, it won't happen. That doesn't count. So how is the... I understand the guy doesn't want to say it that way, but how could Shmuel make a takana against the halacha? Elo amar Rava, listen. The correct thing to do, if you're making a takana like this, is to say as follows: Im lo mati lo yehe get. Okay, that's just so I make it clear. I have no plans of dying now. Now comes the tonight. Okay? Imat yeget, and im lo mati lo yeget. That part's the tonight. So here's how it works. Im lo mati lo yeget, why am I saying that? Because lo mati minish pronut el nafshe. But it's irrelevant to the condition. Imat yeget, im lo mati lo yeget. That same kodim lo lav to fit the tonight of an egad of ne'er uvein. Fantastic. And now, Zok the Hela Commissioner. So he gives her a get. He doesn't give any dates on this tanai of his. And he says, I want you to be taking care of my father who has dementia. I want you to take care of nursing my son. So what would be the time that would require, I mean, it's standard, it says, Shamshiat Abba, I mean, it's obviously until he dies. I mean, why? What would it mean? You know? As long as it's needed. But what would be considered to be the Zman of Yenika? Because that obviously doesn't have a clear cutoff point. Kami Minikata, 2 years, meaning until 2 years of age. Rabbi Yehuda says, until 18 months of age. Now, suppose the Ben dies, or the father dies, so then before the Zman of the 18 or the 24 months, as the case may be, so then in that case, it's a perfectly good get. But suppose he says, Arezek yitech amanat shetishamshi et abba shtei shanim, amanat shetanik et bini shtei shanim. So in that case, if the son dies, or the father says, I don't want her around, but he doesn't say this, get her out of here, which would mean that she's been awful to try to get out of the problem. So she got on his nerves to the point where she figures he'll tell her, I don't want her around, and then it'll be okay anyway, right? That won't be okay anyway, because then she was not going to tonight. But suppose the father just says, well, yeah, I don't need anybody around here. I'm going to find it embarrassing, you know, thank you very much. So in that case, it would still be Eino Get, even though it was in this fashion. Reb Shimon Gamliel, no, because they get. Klalama Reb Shimon Gamliel. Kol akava she'ina himena. Look, if she's not the problem, so then hareze get. So now, obviously, this seems to encroach on the issues that we were talking about before, right? About whether we say, you know, that the guy had kavanah to be tsa'ure or whatever. What was the idea? I mean, why don't we say the case of mechulim lach, you know, to be the equivalent and so on. So why do we say before that it's akava she'ena? All the cases were akava she'ena. The guy didn't want to accept the $200. Isn't that an akava she'ena mimena? I mean, it's not her fault. This is just a general rule. Kol akava she'ena mimena. I'm trying to give you the $200. You don't take the $200. So even if I wasn't mekayim the tanai, it should be okay. Or mechulim lach. I mean, why would there be a machlokas? And we say over there that even according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that it's not the same as paying for the yitzhak. And he said mechulim lach means, you know, it's there was no kiyumat tanai. What's it do? You can't just say, well, it's I don't care. What do you mean you don't care? It's a legally binding contract. You can't say I don't care. So why is that? I mean, it's akava. That's lo mimena. Points out Tosfos. I mean, as long as she's not making the problem, right? So again, Tosfos explains, look, this doesn't work with magic. The question is how to understand this. Over here we're talking about, he doesn't want to be Metzayer her, that he's asking her to take care of his child. This is clearly that he's talking about Harvacha. We distinguished before, does the guy Bedavka want this, or does he look for the fulfillment of whatever needs are present? If his father died, I mean, obviously it's clear that there was no requirement for this harvacha. There's no issue at all. But where he sets it, Matayim Zuz, there he wants those $200. If he's not Makabal those $200, but that's certainly not in terms of harvacha. So all that Reb Shimon Gamliel was addressing over here is where there was no reason for us to assume that the Tanai, as stated, includes even cases that are absurd. That, you know, you should go and you should take care of my father when he's dead. Go and take and nurse my child when the child isn't alive. I mean, it makes no sense. So therefore, he's saying, look, that's not considered to be akava.
He's not trying to mitzayot.
Yes, exactly. It's purely for harvacha, and that's the umdenes included, as long as it's harvacha. Fine. The difference on the other side, according to Rabbanan, who say that mechulin is a get, maybe that they would argue over here, and they would say that he didn't say I'm meichel. So maybe even Sam Baruchel, you can't say the Kalal of Ekolak of Hashem Amen. So it really doesn't encroach necessarily over the issues that we had previously. What we need, like, that much time? Doesn't it say in a Braita of Raminu, as long as she bashto yom echad, as long as she mikato yom echad, I raise a get? So how do we say that it means, by definition, a whole life? As long as the father's alive, or the child requires milk? Look, it gets back to the same old problem. The Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So then Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, you can pay up with the money, right? Which means, that what does he hold? He holds that it's not Letzure. He holds that when a guy says something, it's basically understood as not exactly like this. It's not, I said my yitztalit. I don't mean necessarily my yitztalit. Okay, so the same thing is true over here. As the guy is basically saying, you know, I need what I need according to the understanding of the situation. If you require this harvacha, you know, so over here also he was mechavin for whatever his child needs, whatever his father needs. And Masha Enkin, the bride is going to leave the Rabbonah. The Rabbonah say, as stated, gentlemen, right? So if it's as stated, then as stated is without any particular time, right? I said, Amanacha Tishamshi. Okay, I did. Well, you only did it for a day. Did you say anything else? You said, Amanacha Tishamshi. According to the Rabbonah, we take your statement as precise. And therefore, the same way you mean your yitztalit precisely, you mean here exactly the same thing. Says the end of the Mishnah says, "Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel, kol akavash eina imena rezeget." Now, how can you tell me that if Reb Shimon Gamliel is not the author of the Mishnah, Dafki is the one who argues on the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is Reb Shimon Gamliel? And clearly, it's not Reb Shimon Gamliel. So, if that's the case, then mit a sefer Reb Shimon Gamliel, mechlal derei shalav Reb Shimon Gamliel. Okay, wait a minute. I still say it's dependent on machlokas, but I got it backwards. And actually, because they're just the opposite. I could say, look, the brighter dafka is Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel is mekel on Tanaim, right? So he says, and that's the idea of kol hakavash eina imena harezeget, or I don't mean my yitztalit. I mean, you know, something. Okay. So Mamela, if he's Mekel B'Tanai, see, maybe Mekel B'Tanai in terms of our interpretation of the Tanai year. You didn't say how long you need it for. So, okay, I understand. It means you need some Shimush. Whereas the Matnitin is going out Libet Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say that we assume that the guy wants to get it all out of her, you know, and therefore we're going to have to be Matmir. Rav said, well, what's the problem? Why can't we simply say that the case is different? And Lokasha, Kan Bisatam, the Mishnah we're talking about, where he said Shtei Shanim, the Braita is talking about where he said Mifaresh, a day out of those required times. Obviously, you can't go ahead and be Manik, my child, when he's 3 years old. But what is actually what I mean is, you know, one day out of the time that is capable of its being useful. That's all that he means. Rav Ashi says you don't even need b'mefaresh. The brayta could also be b'stam, but stam is also k'moshe b'mefaresh. If you don't say that you want it for 2 years, till he's 2 years old, then you're not saying that you want it till you're 2 years old. Even if you just say Amanachat Nikid Bani, and therefore it's as if you said, "I want you to do that last act of motherhood before you walk out of this house." You know, and that's how we understand it. It's not. Now it says in the Braita, "Kami Minikato," in our Mishnah rather, "Kami Minikato Shtei Shanim." Reb Yehuda Omer Shmona Atzer Chodesh. Now I understand Mishlam LaRava Necha. understand what Rav is saying. Fine, it's very good. Rav says he said beferish that it's only one, that the idea over here would be one day out of, you know. But according to Rav Ashi, I understand. What's the 2 years? What's the 18 months? I thought Rav Ashi said one day is sufficient. According to Rav, we're talking about that you say beferish, what if you say stam, then it means everything. You'd have to be beferish only one day. But according to Rav Ashi, it always means one day. So what does the Mishnah say, 24 months or 18 months? The Mishnah doesn't say, it's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means, how long is a child considered to be still a yonek? That's the question. So obviously if she comes to me, she's 5 years old, and she says, okay, I'm ready to be manik, you know, what is that going to do me? So that's the machlokas. So even though stam is like one day, what it means over here is shtekama zman, how long is necessary for yonika? So the Tanna Kama says, 2 years of age. Right. After 2 years of age, if you want to come 2 years later, then it's not going to count. That's not counted at all. Or the Rabbi Yehuda Shita is yom echad out of the first 18 months of life, mishmanasa chodesh. If she shows up to do her duty of yonika when he's more than a year and a half, it has nothing to do with the amount of time. It has to do with the period during which the one day would be sufficient. According to Rav, it means kipshuta. I mean, if I wasn't mefarish, then stam would mean as long as needed. Now, the bright is a meitve. Arezi gitech amenachet shesham shiet abba shteshani. Amenachet taniki et bini shteshani. So then, Meita ben, Oshamar Av, Ef, Shishit Hashem Sheni, and he said this, as the Mishnah explained, Dafka Shalobak, but that's not that she made herself intolerable. Eno get. So instead, according to Rava said it means literally 2 years, or 18 months, or as long as the father is alive. Abaye's got a problem, because according to Abaye, it always means one day out of. So, Bishlam, the Rava, I understand that the Resha is talking about that he said shteshanim. I didn't make a bracha here, right? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shehakol nehi bedvaro. So according to Rava, the very fact that you didn't say otherwise would mean that this is what we're talking about. It's a resh below parish. Seifa would be talking about beparish. So if he was befarish, so then he obviously means this is this specific amount of time. And that's always what Rava holds. And it says, shtei shanim, it says befarish. But according to Rav Ashi, who says that the meaning of amanachet taniki is yom echad. Always, you don't have to say yom echad. So then when it says meita ben or meita av, it's talking about that she didn't do anything. Because otherwise, what would it mean? It doesn't need to be more than one day. So when he made to ben, made to av. It must be made to ben before she even got a chance to be made, right? So then, if that would be the case, where was the kiyum of the tonight at all? So why would we say a resigate if there was no kiyum of tonight? So according to Rav Ashi, Maishan, Reisha, Maishan, Sefer. Okay. Kasha, that's a little bit of a problem. That's how Rashi wins the circuit. I can derive that for our case, where is a gitech? Only is a bit migration, but if you get why do I say this? Because when it's clearly hilel to kuni natina ba al korcha, the havila natina specifically in that case of the bati orichuma, apparently normally the alma natina ba al korcha would not be considered to be natina. Matki flor of papa. I mean, wasn't that the issue that everybody left out? Maybe Bifanava would be fine. Just the opposite. הרי זה כתך למשתים את האמצעים ונתנה לו בין מדעתו, בין מבעל כוחו, הווי נתינה, because the only reason Hillel intervened here is כסף הלל התקונים בזוני שלו בפניו that people started leaving town. אבל בפניו בין מדעתו, בין מבעל כוחו, would be נתינה. Matki floor of Pop of Item Rav Shimei Bar Hashba. How do you know that that's true? Maybe it's just a response to the reality. So Duma Afilu Befanav, maybe it wouldn't have been a good netina. It would have been only midato inal kocholo, but a hilo might need to play talk. Omer Rabba Bar Bachan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Sheshana Rav Shimei Ben Gamliel Mishnatenu, Halacha Kemoto, Chutz Mi Arev, and we finally figured out what Sidon is, right? Which is our Mishnah, and the case of Raya Achrona. Tana Rabbanan Arezeg Yitech Raniyar Sheli. In a Megureshet. But Amanat Shetachzir Li Yitech Raniyar. That's Megureshet. Now assuming that we're going over here a little bit of Rabbanan, and it doesn't mean Me'akshav, so the Ma'ishna Reishna Ma'ishna Seifa. Amr of Chistawa, it would work out a little bit of Shimon Gamliel, who holds by Itztavit, Yitech La'atameh, so the same thing would be true over here. How can I have Shetam Efaisali for the papers, and you get to keep the paper. And we don't have a Tanai Kaful, Lokafle Tanai. Matkif for Rav, you're telling me that's the only problem? Time to Lokafle Tanai, a Kafle Tanai, then what? It would have been a binding Tanai in Law of a Gita, Mirte. Go Tanai, Mecha Gamnir, Lamit Tanai, even a God of Nehru Uvain. So Ma Hatam Tanai Kodim Lamase. Of course, tonight kodem lemaaseh lafukiyocha, the maaseh kodem letonight. Elo amar Rava, that's the problem, that the maaseh kodem letonight. Matkefor Ravada Barava, time in the maaseh kodem letonight, tonight kodem lemaaseh, then it would have been a binding condition in law of a gita. How's that? Michte kot, tonight meyech legamrim lomitonight, vene god of vene ruvain, maatam tonight bedavar achad, u maaseh bedavar acher, of course, lafukiy here, where the Tanai and the Maaseh is on the same piece of paper. Ela Amar Vada Barava, that's the problem. It's Rishon the Tanai and Maaseh B'davarachad. Ravashi says, listen, before everybody could, works out the world and proclaims, international Tanai Kofful Day, it's very simple, Amani Rebbe. The Amar Vun Amar Rav, Kolom Raman Adkam Rami Ashab Dami. What's the problem before? Adkin Shmuel Begita Deshchiv Mirah, to say at the time of the netina, im lo mati lo yeget, im mati yeget. Wait. Why don't you say it right? Im mati yeget, im lo mati lo yeget. I mean, people don't want to say that. Lo mati minish bura nutim in apshik. So, v'leima lo yeget, im lo mati. Now, that we already said. You need tonight go to the maaseh. Matki florava, but still no good. Because mechte, kot, and I may echa gamnina, mitra even a god of ne ruvain. So Mahatam, Hain Kodim Lalav, you neglected to mention. Yeah, you talked about Tanai Kodim Lamaisa, and you talked about Tanai Kaful, and you talked about it being on Bishnei and Yonim, but you never talked about this issue. What about the fact that the Hain has to be Kodim Lalav? How can you say Imulomati? You have to say Imati. Elam Arava, Imlomati lo yeheget. Imati yeheget. Imlomati lo yeheget. Why do I say it that way? The first sentence is irrelevant to the Tanai. It was just romantic. So when I'm saying im lo mati lo yeget, that's just because lo mati minish purnot en l'avshe. Now let's get to the legalities. Im mati yeget, im lo mati lo yeget. Why? Being on Tanai, hein kodem lo lav. Harezeg yitech amenat shetashamshi et abba. Amenat shetaniki et b'ni. Kami menikato shtei shanim. Revir omer shmona ser chodesh. But if meta ben or meta av, then I raise a get. I raise a get. I'm not just shamshiat abash teishanim. I'm not just a nikit benish teishanim. Then meta ben or shomer av, you have shamshiat lo, shlobak bada. Nonetheless, ino get. Rip shimu ben gamliel, no, because it's only larvacha. Kaze get. Klalam rip shimu ben gamliel. Kol akava, sheina himena, obviously it would have been, with hakpada, then it would have been himena, but it's shloak bada. So then I raise a get. Umi beinan kulei hai, v'raminu shimashto yom echad, reinikato yom echad would be enough. Omri chesilo kasha, ha rabbanan, and the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Matziz Reb Shimon Gamliel, and the brightest rabbanan. How could the Mishnah be Reb Shimon Gamliel? If the Sefer finds Reb Shimon ben Gamliel coming in to argue, so then Michlal the Reisha love Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, so let's do it the other way. Bright as Reb Shimon ben Gamliel because he's Mekel in Tanoim, and the Maaseisin is Rabbanan. Rav Omar Lokasha. Look, we could simply learn that he said Beferish Yom Echad. You know, if he didn't, so then Enochinami. It's as needed. So Kam be Satam, Kam be Mefarish. Rav Ashi, you don't even have to say Mefarish. Even saying Stam is Kibefarish Yom Echad. But tonight, Kami Mini Katosh Te Shanim, Rabbi Yonah Mishmana Asar Chodesh. According to Rava, it always means as needed, so then it's Necha. But according to Rav Ashi, without any Mefarish, Stam means Yom Echad, how do you explain a mission that says you need 12 months, 24 months, or 18 months, B'Yom Echad Sagi? That's exactly what it's saying, says Rav Ashi. It's not saying how long, it means within what span of time. So, Chikoma, Yom Echad from the first 2 years of life. Lafuki coming to nurse Le'achar Shtei Shanim. That doesn't count. The law. Or Yom Echad according to Rabbi Yehuda Mishmonasar Chodesh. Lafuki Le'achar Shmonasar Chodesh. The law. Because it's not needed anymore. Meitvei. Harezeg Yitech Amanat Shetashem Shiat Abba Shtei Shanim. Amanat Shetanikit Bini Shtei Shanim. So here you specify. So then Meita Ben Shomer Aviyev Shetashem Shani Shlovak Vada. Eno gets. According to Rava, this makes very good sense. Because over here, it says Shtei Shanim, the Reisha, even without saying that he said Shtei Shanim, says Shtei Shanim. And therefore, if he is Befari Shtei Shanim, obviously he's being absolute. And therefore, and the Seifa is talking about the Porish. But according to Rav Ashi, Mashan Reisha, Mashan Seifa. Gosh.